A new study has largely reassuring news for the tens of millions of women in this country who've used birth control pills. The biggest and most complete study ever undertaken finds there is no long-term risk of breast cancer for women who've used oral contraceptives. The study did confirm that there may be a small increased risk to women who are current or recent pill users, but that risk is very small and disappears gradually once women stop using the pill. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
80% of American women born since 1935 have used the birth control pill at some point in their lives. It has some known risks. On rare occasions, it can cause blood clots. And it also has some known benefits. It reduces the risk of ovarian and endometrial cancer. But Valerie Barrell at the Imperial Cancer Research Fund in Oxford says the pill's role in breast cancer has been tough to figure out.
For almost a decade or longer, there'd been a lot of controversy about the effects of the pill on breast cancer. Some people were saying that it did increase the risk, others were saying that it didn't. And it was decided that the only way to resolve the issue was for all the people in the world who'd looked at this question to get together and share data and basically reanalyze everything together, and that was what was done.
About 200 scientists involved in 54 studies of breast cancer and the pill got together to pool their data. They reanalyzed studies involving more than 50,000 women.
What we found was that while women take the pill, and in the few years after they stop, there is a small increase in the risk of breast cancer. But after they stop, 10 or more years after they stop, and that's really the age when most women start running into sort of high incidence of breast cancer, there's absolutely no increase in risk. And that's really the most important result, that 10 years after stopping, there's absolutely no increase in risk.
Dr. Barrell published these overall findings this June in the British medical journal The Lancet. Today, the journal Contraception announced that all the details have been published in a special supplement. Carolyn Westhoff at the Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center in New York is an associate editor for the journal Contraception.
I think this new analysis regarding breast cancer and oral contraceptives is tremendously good news. Lots of American women have been very worried about a possible association for at least the last 10 years, and I think this is going to allow clinicians to say to their patients that birth control pills don't cause breast cancer and that it's all right for women to use this highly effective method of contraception with less worry.
Doctors are, of course, concerned about the small increase of breast cancer reported in current pill users, but the added risk is tiny. A woman in her late 20s might see her risk rise from 49 in 100,000 to 53 in 100,000 if she's taking oral contraceptives. And even then, Dr. Westhoff argues that the increase could simply be because women on the pill are more likely to see their doctors, so they get regular breast exams and mammograms and earlier diagnoses. Louise Brinton at the National Cancer Institute agrees that's a possibility, though she says that the hormones in pills could also play a role.
There's some suspicion that the pill may promote or cause the appearance of pre-existing conditions. That is, you would see the development of cancer earlier in pill users. It may not be causing breast cancer, but it may be causing the tumors to appear earlier.
Dr. Brinton agrees that the long-term risk of birth control pills is very small, but she doesn't believe this enormous study proves that it's zero. One thing everybody agrees on, the use of the birth control pill is not why breast cancer has been increasing in this country in recent decades. This is Richard Harris in Washington.